This is John Rothman, and you are listening to the Voice of San Francisco. Well, we got a lot of transit news this morning, among other things. The San Francisco Transit Agency, as we've discussed, is planning a traffic crackdown. Now, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Sure, we already have traffic problems, and what are they planning for? A crackdown. My goodness. But the important news, the really important news is that they had to back down on what's going on in West Portal. Why? Because we, the people of San Francisco, stood up and said, no, this is ridiculous. And so the parking agency, which doesn't do much backing down, had to back down. And by the way, there's dissension internally. Parking control officers are protesting the ticket sweeps. You know, you're parking on the street, you're trying to find a parking place, and you park, and the next thing you know, you've got a ticket. And all I can tell you is that we now have a full-scale rebellion in San Francisco against the Department of Parking and Traffic. Will it make a difference? That's the question. And of course, we're also dealing with the fact that we have an election coming up. And one of the most interesting things to me is the fact that so much money is pouring in to the election process. And I raise this because once upon a time, there was a theory that you could put a control on how much money was spent on local elections. It doesn't seem to be the case anymore. The independent committees and, frankly, family members giving massive amounts of money seem to have made a huge difference in who can run for mayor. Do you think anybody could run for mayor today without huge financial backing? Could you run a grassroots campaign in which you go out and shake hands with people and speak to organizations and groups? And the answer is no. Now, I'm not saying that that is a bad thing, that we have a lot of money flowing in, but I'm saying that it does influence what we do and how we do it. This is something that intrigues me. It intrigues me because it means that if you run for the Board of Supervisors in a district, you can spend a fortune. You can spend $100,000 or more on a campaign. And believe it or not, I think that represents a real threat to democracy in our city. Of course, you can't really control how much money people spend. It's too bad, but at least there is some accounting for it. But do people take that into account? I don't think so. And now we have another question, a big question, which has come up here in San Francisco. And that is raised by the NAACP, which is now suggesting that slurs against African Americans are increasing. I must tell you, I was fascinated by the Reverend Amos Brown's discussion about it. No doubt about it, it's true. There are slurs against blacks, against Asians, against Jews, and the San Francisco Unified School District should be unified in its response to that kind of hate. Now, there was a serious headline in the San Francisco Chronicle. Lowell's 28 class, now just 1% black. And the caption, lack of diversity at renowned school, unlikely to change soon. Well, of course, it's not going to change soon. First of all, there is an admissions process at Lowell. You have to measure up to a certain degree. And then there is another question, the question of the black population of San Francisco, which is in constant decline. We now have a situation in which minorities in this city have to be defined in particular ways. Now, wait a minute. Aren't the Chinese a minority? No, not anymore, because they represent roughly one-third of the population of San Francisco. And when you walk into the San Francisco public schools, you can see it. Now, for years, I've given the speech at Washington High School at graduation. Haven't done it since the virus, but regularly I did it for years and years and years. And of course, I had to go in because when awards are given, my job was to present awards. I had to know how to pronounce the names. And there's no doubt about it. The Asian population in our schools has grown commensurate to the population of the city. There is a question now about ethnicity. And what Jill Tucker pointed out in the San Francisco Chronicle, if all 14 of the black students admitted to San Francisco's Lowell High School attend the academically elite public school, she writes, they will make up just over 1% of the freshman class, disproportionately composed of white and Asian American students. Well, that's the demographic of San Francisco. I don't know how you change the demographic of San Francisco. African Americans do not live here in the numbers, but they used to live here. And frankly, go over to Oakland and see if you can find a lot of white students. I mean, there is no doubt about a disparity which now exists. Is it wrong? Well, the real question we should be posing is, are we looking for racial balance in our city? And the answer is we aren't really doing that, because how do you find housing for people who can't afford to live in the city? And there's no doubt about it. African Americans do not have the income of white America. And there's also the question of the Chinese, for instance, and I use them as an example, who really want to achieve in San Francisco and who do everything they can to get ahead. The Chinese of today are the Jews of yesterday, trying to improve their situation. It's not to say the African-American community doesn't want to improve its situation. The simple fact is, it's hard if you are black in San Francisco to get a foothold. And that is a reality of our society today. So in dealing with all of these issues, I want to suggest to you, in the strongest possible terms, that we have a real crisis in San Francisco of confidence. I referred the other day to our leadership. Let me remind you, we today have a black woman who is mayor of San Francisco. We have had a Chinese man who was mayor of San Francisco. We have had an Irish man who was mayor of San Francisco, a Jewish woman who was mayor of San Francisco. Talk about diversity in our city, but that does not translate into what we have in the neighborhoods. It doesn't translate into our population in the public schools. And so I want to make one other brief comment about this. It has to do with public schools. We have more and more people fleeing to private schools, even though it costs, frankly, an arm and a leg. Why? Because we don't really support public education in this city. There is going to be a bond issue, we are told, that will be floated by the Board of Education to raise about $800 million for the public schools. It's a bond, not a gift. Will the people of San Francisco sign on to it? It's a very interesting question. And believe me, we at the Voice of San Francisco are going to explore that bond. We're going to explore the fact that they're talking about closing schools. Are there schools which should be closed? And what schools should they be? And how does ethnicity or race play into the decision to close schools? All of these issues are critical. Let me remind you, the Voice of San Francisco's job is to raise these questions. We're going to do it. And with your input in advance of the mayoralty election and the Board of Supervisors election and the Board of Education election and, yes, the Community College Board election, we'll be able to deal with some of these questions. Not necessarily to get final answers, but certainly to raise them all. We'll do that right here on the Voice of San Francisco. See you tomorrow.